she says to me. I hear the pain in her voice. Then we danced underneath a candelabra. She takes the lead. That's when I saw it in her eyes. It's over. And she said,
welcome to the Clog Dance on
WMFO in Medford. It's 7:03.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are.
It's a morning.
Yikes.
We heard a good song just now.
Yeah, we did. You're welcome.
What was it?
That song is called Te Amo, and it's by Rihanna. I feel like Rated R in general is an underappreciated album of hers.
Doesn't get a lot of hype.
I think it's like a little bit earlier than many people, at least in our like peer group.
Mm-hmm.
Got into her, so I think like often people are like, I don't know that song, and I'm like, well, it's the best one.
Yeah,
so.
It's good.
That took a weird turn.
Why'd you choose that song?
Well, let me tell you. So our theme this week, I need to explain the theme first. Is that okay?
That's what I was leading
okay,
into.
Okay, cool. Our theme this week is toads and toast. And I was listening to the song at the grocery store last week, and mm-hmm. was like, what if it was Toad Amo? Instead of Te Amo.
Can we make a new version, please?
Thank you for laughing at me, because honestly, I've been laughing about it for at least 0.7 days, because it was last Tuesday that I was at the grocery store. And yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Someone please record the song for me.
Really any of those words that we're listing, like it could be Toad Amo, but yeah. I think Toad Amo is the funniest
Toast
one.
Amo. Yeah, Toad Amo is the best, because it kind of like works.
It almost works, and it's funny. Yeah. So that was my thought process on that one.
That was incredible.
It was like, what if concept Rihanna sang Toad Amo?
I'm really happy that you said that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, we can move on really at any point.
All right, I can play a little tune, please.
Okay.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome.
We never introduced ourselves. Who are you?
My name is Nina. Who are you?
I'm Emma. Hi.
Hello. Emma, would you like to think out loud in an explaining type of way? Yikes. About, yeah.
I can explain these songs, yeah.
Yeah, please tell us about the tunes.
Oh, goodness. So the first tune we heard was called Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers, and the second tune we heard was called Aloha by, like, Mome, I don't know how to pronounce it, and Marin Jean. And okay, my theme of the two songs was toes, because nice. Burning up, it's like, you know, when you're at the beach and the sand is like so hot and you're just like
burning up
ouch,
your toes.
ouch, and it's burning up your toes.
Ouch, ouch.
So that's why I chose that. And then Aloha,
was reminding me of like beaches in Hawaii, and where also maybe you'd burn your toes, but I've never been to those kind of beaches, so that's a TBD if I ever go there.
Keep us updated on the toe situation.
Yeah, but that's how I was feeling about toes today. Nice. So
I like your thought process of like organizing it by like, this is the toe section and this is maybe the toad section and the toast section. I don't know. I was just sort of like, hey,
yeah, I just like to do mine by twos because that helps me think about it a little bit more, yeah. I think.
Yeah, you're just more organized than I am. No. That's really nice.
Really not. But anyway, do you want to play some tunes?
I would love to.
Great, here you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. On my time off, I've seen a lot of people trying to be like me. Timberland, I know you have, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to hit them like this. Check it out.
None of y'all want to go against it. You trick me out trying to obey me. But this go round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes. None of y'all wanna go door to door, face to face, head to head, blow for blow. And this go round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes.
Listen, what's mine's is mine's and yours is yours. You were violated when you walked through the doors. Ain't nobody siege in your wine and the fam. Stepped up in the business and we changed all your plans. Entertained our people, gave 100%. Never dreamed how much that all of us would get paid. To all of those who want it, won't you just quit it? You ain't seen a thing until you all have come with it.
No need to trick, nigga, take your pick. Cause on this CD, every song's a hit.
My whole damn crew can a soul get with. So don't even hate, cause you can't touch it.
None of y'all wanna go against me. Trick me out trying to obey me.
Trying to
obey me. Round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes.
No, you don't got what it takes.
None of y'all wanna go door to door.
Oh no.
Face to face, hell head to no. Head, blow for blow. And just go round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got
check
what
this
it
out.
Takes.
I'ma get respect one way or the other. Even if I take it, I'ma make you wanna go get your crew. But they can't help you. Now it's you and I, and you know you're through.
I'm calling out whoever think they can. Get Virginia Wine and Timberland.
Step to the plate, yeah, take your swing. Now it's my turn, watch me do my thing.
None of y'all wanna go against me.
No, hell no.
Me out trying to obey me. But just go round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes.
None
of y'all wanna go door to
hell no.
Face to face, head to head, blow for blow.
Just
go round, I'ma show you all said that you don't got what it takes.
Thank you.
Dance.
Mm-hmm.
We heard three really lovely songs.
Three songs. The first song was called Toe to Toe by Ginuwine because it has the word toe twice in the title. I was proud of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we heard Saltwater by Beach House. My thought process originally was that perhaps toads live in saltwater. I was wondering when I was putting that on whether they live in saltwater or freshwater, but then you were talking about toes and beaches, and then I was thinking of that also, so I think it works on more than one front.
Right.
Actually.
Do you know the difference between toes and toads and frogs?
No, but that ties in well to my next song, which was I'm Tongue-Tied by the Magnetic Fields, because saying our title is really hard. Mm-hmm. We can go back to the toad question.
Oh, sorry that I interrupted you. Oh, yeah.
No.
I found this yesterday. It was just on Instagram by Bindi Irwin. Do you know her? She's the crocodile hunter's daughter. Okay, ready? Toads are dry and frogs are wet. What more do I have to say on telling toads and frogs apart?
Wait, one more time? Toads are dry and frogs are wet?
Toads are dry and frogs are wet.
Okay. So the toads would not be in the salt water. They're dry. So,
but I think they have to like go in water. It's just like, you know when you like pet either one of them, like frogs are just like slimy, toads are
dry. Okay, cool.
So
Things to know.
Sorry that I interrupted you.
No.
Let's talk about the third song.
No, you didn't. We don't need to. Oh, okay. I just wanted to jump it in there while you were exemplifying my thinking about it.
Okay,
which
great.
Was saying toes and toads and toast is a bit of a tongue twister.
Oh, it is. For sure.
Yeah, that was my thought process.
Great.
I realized one thing I was thinking when I was making my playlist, I think toast is actually kind of underrepresented. I feel sort of bad. I wonder if we should spend a second talking about toast.
Get
or
ready for my next two songs.
Okay, great. Let's just do that then. Because I was going to say, I want to make some space for toast.
I like don't have a lot of toad songs, so I think we complement each other.
Cool.
Well.
I have two toads.
Okay, great.
Songs. Well, three if you count Teamo.
Yeah.
Toadamo.
Toadamo.
Okay, yeah, you should play some.
All right, I'll play a tune.
Yikes.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free.
Me llamó para invitarme un trago y terminamos en la habitación. Paramos de charlar y pasé a la acción. Yo conozco los secretos de su cuerpo y la foto que guarda en su cell phone. Ella es una señora por delante y por detrás se nota que está insegna. Ella le da sin miedo.
Three songs from Emma as well. What were they?
Today we learned that I can't count to three.
No, we were just having too much fun dancing.
This was quite literally the clog dance. Yes.
We're dancing.
So the first song we heard, these are like the ones that I had in my two theme, were Everything I Own by Bread and Starving featuring Zed by Haley Steinfeld and Gray. And so I love Toast and Bread. So that fit my theme because Bread, I pretty much would say I only use it to make toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually an interesting point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I also pretty much always toast.
I mean, an occasional sandwich, but sometimes even toast that.
Usually toast it because that's like just more fun.
Yeah. And it's just like
interesting.
Yeah, I think it tastes better if it's a little crispy. Mm. I don't like like soggy bread,
I feel.
So that was a song. And then Starving, just classic. And then the third song we heard, because I was just too happy dancing, was called Sin Miedo by Yunel, Neo, and Jay Alvarez. And the main person that I knew in that was Neo, but I like the whole song now. And the reason that I vaguely, loosely associated this, stick with me for a second, Sin Miedo means without fear.
Yeah.
A lot of people are scared of reptiles.
Oh my gosh.
Which are not amphibians.
Such a tenuous link. I love it.
But are also, sometimes I feel like people are scared of toads.
Another way you could go with that is...
Tell me.
Sin Miedo.
Better.
No, it's not. Yikes.
Either way, I just wanted to play it.
This
so
is
just
an hour of me inserting the word toe into like various
Spanish
phrases.
That's all I wanted for this. But yeah, I just really needed to play that this week.
That song is really good. We discovered that a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, because I think I was like, oh.
You're like, what is Neo up to?
Yeah.
Tune in next week for more information on that front.
Yeah, stay in touch.
But yeah, we found that song and it's great.
Great. Okay, do you want to play a tune?
Okay.
My baby sleeps during the day. It's only night when he comes out to play. My baby lives behind my eyes in the frontal lobe cortex of my mind. Whoa. When I open up and see, he goes big. When I close my eyes, he moves and kicks. When I scream, he covers up his ears. I say, baby, don't you leave me.
Baby. horse on high he rides. Hostage of my hand, the thief, holding tight his wild eyes.
The clog dance still.
Yep.
It is.
Here we are.
What songs did we hear?
The first song we heard was called My Hand the Thief by Amy O, which I think.
Explain that one to me.
Yeah, okay. As I was playing it, I was like, I don't really remember what my thought process was. I'm pretty sure it was that hands are like similar to feet, which have toes on them.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Okay. I'll take it.
Also, my hand would, the thief would take your toast if you had some. I don't know. I'm trying to fit toast in here.
Yeah, that works actually too.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I think I would steal someone's toast.
Yeah, exactly.
Just given the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And then we also heard 1+1 by Beyonce. And you correctly realized where I was going with that one, which is 1+1 = toe. like when she says it that, and then it sounds kind of like toe or toad or toast.
Can you just make me like a CD of all of the songs, but like with your voice replacing everything with toe?
I will be honest, since we decided on this theme, we picked this like last week, so we had like some time, and really every song I've listened to since then, I've been like listening for a word that sounds anything remotely like toes, toads, toast, to see if I could replace it.
Yeah.
Because I just think that's funny.
Yeah, I just want you recording it over.
Okay.
So all of a sudden I just have like toe.
Exactly. So anyway, that was that one.
Yes. Incredible.
Can I read a PSA?
Yeah, speaking of things that you need energy for to dance
with. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH, NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to a store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. I was trying really hard to pull that one together, but it didn't make sense when I said it out loud, so I'm sorry.
You know what sometimes are green? Are toads.
Thank you.
Yikes.
I have a song if you want.
Please, please.
Goodbye, everyone.
That'd be great.
Your love is fading. Your love is fading. Your love is fading. I feel it fade when no one ain't around. I feel it fade. I think too much. I feel it fade. Ain't nobody watching. I feel it fade. I just fade away. I feel it fade away. Think too much. I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it.
Roll up, roll up. Hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up.
I feel it.
I love the, I wanna, I'm tryna
feel it.
I'ma rock the boat, work the middle till it hurt a little.
I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it.
Fuckin' with a real ass nigga. Can you feel that, nigga?
I feel it.
Bitch, better act like you know better.
I feel it.
Whoa! No one ain't around.
I feel it, fade.
I think too much.
I feel it, fade.
Ain't nobody watching.
I feel it, fade.
I just fade away.
I feel it fade. I feel it fade.
and we back. And we back, and we back, and we back, and we back, and we back. And we back, and we back. Hey, this ain't no intro, it's the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye, I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the beam. This is like this many rings, y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the onlyest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it hurt. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is a
talk to the serpent. That's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some Earl tea. I was baptized like we're early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way. But that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got.
Music is all we got.
Music is all we got. Oh, no, no, no. So we might as well give it all we got.
Sorry, I didn't give you any warning there.
No, you really did. I just was in the chair and it was hard to sit up.
Fair.
Hi.
We heard some songs.
Which song?
The first one was called Fade by Kanye West.
Nice.
And I chose that one because if you are not eating toast in the morning and you don't get your good breakfast in, then you might fade by the end of the day.
That is...
There we go.
A good connection.
Also, yeah, like toast was on my brain this week, I suppose.
Yeah.
Another thing, though, is that was played at the Sarah Band show last week, which was really an excellent show. I'd never seen them before. And they used their toes to dance.
And they did the song. Toes are, like, a lot of why you can, like, walk and stand and balance, right? It's, like,
yeah,
toes doing a lot of work.
That's why
for
it was,
you.
Like, I was trying with some of these to be, like, the next one, All We Got. Like, we got our toes.
Toes are honestly
which,
all we got. And
that's,
toes.
Like, what separates us from, like... That's why we can stand like up on 2 feet, right?
I maybe think, and also some other things, but that's definitely no. Part of it, I think, is that your toes are like the thing.
But then the other reason that I chose the song "All We Got" by Chance the Rapper, Kanye West, in the Chicago Children's Square is because, in there it's saying like music's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's been a hard week, and you know what we also have is toes and toads and toast to get us through too.
Really true. It's been a hard week, but the toads are here.
Yeah. Also the music too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So those were my songs. This has been Toes, Toads, and Toast.
Can you say that 5 times fast?
Toes, Toads, Toes, 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 Toes. Nope.
Cool. I just was wondering. Toads have 10 toes, right? No.
I don't even think toes have toes.
Wait.
Oh my God.
No,
what?
They definitely have toes.
Are you sure? They don't just have like little hoofs.
What? Wait, also, that was really cute. They're just small. Little hoofs. Wait, I'm going to look it up really quickly. Hold on, everyone. How many toes does a cat have, dog have, bear have, camel have, toad have? frogs. Well,
because frogs
this is about
have, like,
frogs. This is different.
Nina, frogs are not wet. Toes.
I know.
Frogs are wet. What more toes do I have to say?
Frogs' two front legs have four toes each, while the back legs have five toes.
That doesn't even...
Aquatic frogs are likely to have long, strong legs with webbed back feet to help them swim.
Now, could you just do a quick Google search, like, do toads have hooves, and see what comes up?
I did. Okay, I'm looking at some pictures, and it looks like there's maybe three on the front and the back. Well, or maybe four on the back.
Well, because my...
Wait, maybe four on the front. Oh. I'm seeing a lot of different pictures
I
of
have
different
a, I think it probably depends, like... But I have a frog at my home, my brother's frog, and we named him Spock because he sort of is doing this kind of thing with his, like, the
That's
kind of,
cute.
You know. So I think that he is, like,
the
Star Trek symbol.
Yeah.
So I think that they at least have, like, three or four.
What? I found a picture of someone's foot, and there's a tiny frog on the end of each toe.
Is it cute or
it's
weird?
It's kind of freaky, but also cute.
I hate it. I hate it.
I like it. I think no. I like it.
No.
Anyway, okay. Unclear exactly how many toes have. If anyone, it's not on all one number thing. Call us.
Yeah, we
in
have
the
like
next 4 minutes.
So you could call us next week too and let us know. But
I'll do some more research. Hopefully,
good.
Between
maybe you can tune
then
in next
and now.
Week. Great.
Ooh, cool facts about toads. Sorry.
That's a whole other path. I think.
What? Reader questions. Question: do toads pee out of their eyes?
I wrote that.
Toads, in fact, do not pee out of their eyes. They pee the same as any other creature.
How do they pee?
I don't know. This is really interesting.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh, wait. These questions are answered by a toad is the concept of this website, is that there's a toad who's like taking questions.
Can that be my job? Like, can I take over that website at some
be
point in my life?
The toad who answers questions. Yeah, true.
It's like what I envision for my future.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now I can really stop doing this.
Okay.
I closed it. Do you want to hear like one more song maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been listening to The Clock Dance on WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's 7:57 a.m. on a Tuesday the 15th.
This has been our hour of toes and toads and toast.
Hopefully mostly toast for
silliness.
Me.
Yeah, mostly toes.
Yeah.
For me. Although great. This last one is about toads.
So oh, great. Nice. Great way yeah. to end off. What's it called?
This song is going to be called Under a Rock by Waxahachie. Thought process being perhaps toads live under rocks.
I think probably.
Or like I was picturing a toad being like, here's my home. It's under a rock.
Oh, that's
Don't
nice.
Yeah.
Great.
That's
okay.
that song. We're going to play it now.
Bye, everyone.
I hope everyone has a great day.
And week. Goodbye.
1, 2, 3. Maybe you got your head cut in a ditch last night.